Day 23a. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Here sounds the first hour of sorrow. Heroism in submitting the infant Jesus to the harsh cut of circumcision. The soul to our celestial mother. Divine Mama, your love calls me powerfully to you, because you want to let me share in your joys and in your sorrows, to enclose them in my heart as pledge of your love, and of that a little baby Jesus, that I may comprehend how much you have loved me, and how obliged I am to imitate you, keeping the model of your lives to make a perfect copy of them. And you, Holy Mama, help me, that I may be able to imitate you. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. Dearest child, how I long for your company, to tell you our story of love and of sorrow. Company renders joys more sweet, tender and dear, and sorrow is mitigated and compensated by the company of the one who loves us. Now, you must know that only 8 days have passed from the birth of the divine infant. Everything was feast and happiness. The very creation, taking a festive attitude, celebrated the baby creator. But duty interrupted our joys, because in those times there was a law that all firstborn sons were to undergo the harsh cut of circumcision. My heart of mother bled with sorrow in having to submit my dear son, my life, my own creator, to such a bitter pain. Oh, how I would have wanted to take his place! But the supreme volition imposed itself on my love, and giving me heroism, commanded me to circumcise the child God. My child, you cannot comprehend how much it cost me. But the divine fiat won, and I obeyed, united with Saint Joseph. In mutual agreement, we had my dear son circumcised. At the painful cut, I felt my heart being torn, and I cried. Saint Joseph cried, and my dear baby sobbed, and his pain was such that he shivered, and looking at me, he sought help in me. What an hour of pain and of spasm for the three of us. It was such that, more than sea, it engulfed all creatures to bring to them the first pledge and the very life of my son, in order to place them in safety. Now, blessed child, you must know that this cut enclosed profound mysteries. First, it was the seal that impressed in the little humanity of the celestial baby his brotherhood with the whole human family. And the blood that he shed was the first disbursement before divine justice, in order to ransom all human generations. The dear baby was innocent. He was not obliged to the law, but he wanted to submit himself. First, to give the example, and then to infuse trust, courage, and say to all, "Do not fear. I am a little brother of yours, similar to you. Let us love one another, and I will place you all in safety. I will bring you all to my celestial father as my dear brothers. My child, what an example the celestial baby gives. He, who is the author of the law, obeys the law. He is born only 8 days ago, and he makes it a duty for himself and submits himself to the harsh cut of circumcision. An indelible cut, as indelible as the union he came to form with the greater humanity. This says that sanctity is in doing one's own duty, in the observance of the laws, and in fulfilling the divine will. Sanctity without duty does not exist. It is duty that places order, harmony, and the seal on sanctity. Furthermore, my child, you must know that as Adam withdrew from the divine will after his brief life of innocence, his human will remained wounded more than by a deadly knife. And through this wound entered sin and passions. He lost the beautiful day of the divine will and degraded himself so much as to arouse pity. And my dear son, after the joys of his birth, wanted to be circumcised so that this, his wound, might heal the wound that Adam did to himself by doing his own will. And with his blood, he prepared for him the bath to wash him of all his sins, to fortify him, to embellish him, in such a way as to render him worthy to receive again that divine will he had rejected, which formed his sanctity and his happiness. Child, there was not one work or pain that he suffered which did not seek to reorder again the divine will in the creatures. Therefore, in all circumstances, even painful and humiliating, may you take to heart doing the divine will in everything, because they are the raw material in which it hides in order to operate in the creature, so as to let her acquire its life acting in the creature. Now, dearest child, in so much sorrow, the most beautiful joy arises, such as to stop our tears. As he was circumcised, we gave him the most holy name of Jesus, wanted by the angel. In pronouncing this most holy name, the joy, the contentment was such as to sweeten our sorrow. More so, since in this name, whoever wanted to, would find balm for his pains, the defense in dangers, the victory in temptations, the hand so as not to fall into sin, the medicine for all his evil. This most holy name of Jesus makes hell tremble. The angels revere it, and it sounds sweet to the ear of the celestial Father. Before this name, all bow down and adore. Powerful name, holy name, great name. Whoever invokes it with faith will feel the marvels, the miraculous secret of the virtue of this most holy name. Now, my child, I recommend to you, pronounce this name, Jesus, always. When you see that your human will, weak, vacillating, hesitates in doing the divine, The name of Jesus will make it rise again for you in the divine fiat. If you are oppressed, call upon Jesus. If you work, call upon Jesus. If you sleep, call upon Jesus. And when you wake up, may your first word be Jesus. Call him always. It is a name that contains seas of grace, but which he gives to those who call him and love him. The soul to her queen. Celestial Mama, how much I thank you for the beautiful lessons you have given me. Oh, please, I pray you, inscribe them in my heart, that I may never forget them. And I pray you to give the bath of the blood of the celestial baby to my soul, that it may heal the wounds of my human will, to enclose in them the divine. And I pray you to write over each wound, as guard, the most holy name of Jesus.